Great things, hallelujah, he He has done great things. Hallelujah.
Thank you this morning for granting us another opportunity to gather in your house. Bless your people for being here. Be with us as we commit this service from beginning to the end in your hands, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you once again. My apologies for being late. It was not easy to get ready to feed the new family member and to bring him to church for the first time. We still have to adjust to a lot of things, and we'll get there. Amen. So we are going to read our Sunday school lesson, Luke 17. From verse 26 to verse 30. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriages, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. So we are still on our studies regarding the manifestation of the Son of Man in the last days. Last Sunday, we were looking at the body, because for those who were not there in the beginning, we saw that the Son of Man will be revealed again today, as it was in the days of Sodom, as the prophet puts it, that he comes in three names of Son of Man, Son of God, and Son of David. And before the millennium, in the time we are living now, he is to be revealed as the Son of Man. And the prophet was placing that scripture rightly in the word to show that is not being revealed today in the body he used in his first coming. The body is using today to reveal himself as the Son of Man. It will be as it was in Sodom. And we saw last week that in Sodom, God made specially three bodies that he used, him and two angels, to come on earth and meet Abraham and manifest that ministry, that manifestation of the Son of Man, which was supposed, because the prophet says, immediately after the Son of Man was revealed to Abraham, Abraham's body was changed and the promised Son could be manifested. And he said, the same thing will happen to the royal seed of Abraham that we are, that the Son of Man will be manifested before the promised Son will come. And the promised Son, the prophet says, in our case, is the rapture, is the coming of the Lord. And before we are raptured, before our body will be changed, the Son of Man must be manifested. And it's that very ministry of the Son of Man that will bring the change of our bodies. as it did with our father Abraham. So we saw that the body he used that time was not the body of Jesus Christ. Because the body of Jesus Christ, we saw that the prophet says it was formed. God created a blood cell and the egg in the womb of Mary to produce the body of Jesus Christ. And that body, the prophet says, he sits at the right of the majesty in heaven, waiting for his second coming. Amen. But that body that he used in the time of Sodom, it was a dust taken from the earth. And after he finished using that body, the prophet says, it went out to the dust. It vanished. It returned to where it was taken. And that's what exactly will happen today. God will use a body made out of the dust. He will use that body, though God will be fully manifested in that body. Amen. But that body is not the body of Jesus Christ. That body is not to be worshipped. Amen. That body, God will manifest, God will use it to manifest the sign, the ministry of the Son of Man to the bride. And after God has finished using that body, it will go back to the dust. Let's read something once again just to enforce this idea. The prophet says, now let's get real quiet. We have talked about this, and now the thing of it is, is it true? He's talking about that manifestation of the Son of Man. We have spoken about it. But is it true today? Now, there may be some strangers in here. I might say, if Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, what will he do in this minute? He will do the same thing that he did when he was here before. Is that right? The people's faith will touch his garments and he will turn, like he did the woman at the well, and he did other places, and he perceived their thoughts. The prophet is about to call a prayer line, but he's asking his audience, God has to confirm the same thing again that he did with the woman at the well. Now you say, could he heal me? His word says he's already done that. Now, if he appeared to us in a physical body, looked just exactly like Hoffman's head of Christ at 33, and blood running out of his hand and so forth, nail scars all over him, the prophet says, I wouldn't accept it. Is talking in accordance, in relation to the manifestation of the Son of Man today. He says, if he appears in that body there, with scars and nail scars everywhere, he said, I wouldn't believe it. No, 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 no. When he comes himself, every eye shall see him. Every tongue shall confess him. And as the lighting comes from the east unto the west, so shall it be. He's speaking about that body. When it comes, it will be for another manifestation. But it's not for the manifestation of the ministry of the Son of Man today. It's not that body. The prophet said 4 times, no, 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 I won't believe it. He says, but he embodies himself, now he's speaking about today. He embodies himself, taking your body and my body and give you gifts, give me gifts, and through this gift, make himself known. You see the ministry of today is God embodying himself in a body. And manifesting, making himself known through that body. Amen. It's not that body of Jesus Christ. Now, he's trying to show us now how this ministry of the Son of Man has been manifested today. We know it, but we are just going to read a few scriptures to show to prove that that ministry has been manifested through the ministry of the prophet William Branham. Amen. We'll see it. And the prophet, every time he calls a prayer line, it's trying to draw people's attention, not to the healing, not to the miracle that will happen, though it was part of the ministry. If it was only for the miracles, Oral Roberts was doing the same thing. Billy Graham was doing the same thing. Tommy Osborne, Tommy Hicks, and all those preachers of that time, they were doing the same thing. But the emphasis he was trying to draw the bride on was on the manifestation of the gift, on the discernment of the thought, because that all the other ministers couldn't manifest that. And he was just trying to show that this is the thing that is destined to attract the bride. Because the power of your body change is in that ministry. Look, now he says, now for the audience, I do this not for a show. Listen, I do this not for a show, friends. Now stop thinking that. Because there may have been some people there say, he just want to show off. Say, I'm not doing it just for a show. And listen, now stop thinking that. Remember, I get your thoughts. Amen. Just by being there, it's just proving, demonstrating that that ministry is here. What Sarah was thinking back then, God could understand, God could see it, and I'm getting your thoughts as you are there. Some people think I'm doing this for a show. And he says, I get your thoughts. How many knows that's true? I see it. Now he says, he starts now a prayer line. Here is a woman that I've never seen. I don't know one thing about this woman. We've probably born miles apart and years apart, and here we stand here tonight. We are strangers to each other. I don't know you. Now I have no idea. Here is St. John 4 again. A man meets a woman. Now I'm not Jesus, and she's not that woman. But here is just similar. You remember what he's referring to now? The manifestation of the Son of Man to the Samaritans. He's standing with a woman on the pulpit. He said, here is John 4 again. Me standing here and a woman, as it was with Jesus with a woman. I'm not Jesus, but it's just similar. He says, the works I do, shall you do also. You are here for a stomach condition. Now the gift starts to manifest itself. You are here for a stomach condition. You got a stomach trouble. That's right. Raise your hand if that's true. Do you believe now? Not only that, but you are hungering for something else. You want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Wave your hand if that's true. I see that light move down on her and then move back. See, go. Now he says to the wife, go and receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost will prove what I've said tonight. The closing of this message. That the same sign that Jesus said was given to Sodom will be given to this generation. As it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. How many knows Jesus today is a pillar of fire that followed the children of Israel and so forth? And Paul saw him and on the road to Damascus. The great light, the pillar of fire, he is the same one today, the Holy Spirit of God. Now he says, the body of Jesus sits at the right hand of God on the throne in heaven, but his spirit is here on earth, completing and finishing his work. Amen. And that same spirit that lived in the body of Jesus Christ was the same spirit that was in that angel that came to Sodom and Gomorrah. You see what he's trying to show us. The body of Jesus is not the body that was standing on the pulpit when he was saying this, showing clearly that the body is there. But the same spirit that was in the body, it was that exact same spirit that was in that angel that visited Abraham. And that exact same spirit was speaking to the church. Are we together? We need to get it very clear, because one day you'll be alone somewhere and someone will bring another revelation. As I was saying, there are people who try to put these two pictures together to say they look similar. You know, just take away the boldness and the beard, you'll see that it's the same person. But that's the spirit of idolatry. Amen. The body, the only body that was God. The prophet, the body he calls the body of God, was the body of Jesus Christ. Any other body that God may have used was not the body that redeemed us. It's not the body that we should worship. Now, let's carry on. A few minutes. This little lady sitting here, little white thing on her heart, you got a prayer card, you are sick. Are we strangers to each other? God knows us both. There is a light over the woman. If you can see it circling right above her, she was praying, is that right? No, you have not a chance to come up here. But you were praying because I see just below that is a dark shadow. It's death. The woman is shadowed to death. She has a cancer. You see the gift? And he says it's not just a show. It's something to show, to minister some virtues. We'll see it later when the prophet takes now this ministry of the Son of Man and tie it to all the other promises. Malachi 4, Revelation 10, Luke 17, the evening light, everything the prophet brings it together under the manifestation of the Son of Man. So you can't say you believe the message or you believe Malachi 4 without, if you don't have the real understanding of how the Son of Man have been manifested today, you'll even miss Malachi 4. Amen? I don't want to go into that today, but the prophet ties them all together. The Son of Man has been manifested under the ministry of Malachi 4. So you can't split them apart. Now he says, you believe God can heal you? Cancer of a breast. And I see a doctor looking at it, and he tells you that he's going to try to operate. Now he says, you are up for an operation, and he keeps on with the discernment. If God will tell you your troubles, will you accept it and your healing? Believe that it's his. You can discern then that. If your spirit can touch him, and can touch him now while I'm talking to you, then you'll accept your healing. Will you? It's your chest, scar tissue. And beside that, you are a preacher. That's right. That says the Lord. That says the Lord. Believe God. Now listen to what he's going to say. I'm going to turn my back. What he's trying to show us here? It's not a show-off. It's just trying to draw the attention of the bride to something that happened. Because he could be standing, he was discerning the thoughts of the people. He was discerning what the people were sick of and what they were thinking. But specifically at that moment, he said, I'm going to turn my back. to draw your attention to what happened in Sodom. I'm going to turn my back. Pray. See if it's the same angel. See if it's the same God that promised when he had his back turned to the tent. Pray, some of you, that the Lord God who sent his angel and proved that Sodom is at hand again. He said, "Oh Lord, send your angel tonight and give the same discernment, cause it's a promise of your son, and let it be so." He keeps on carrying on while he has his back turned now to the audience. He says, "A woman stands before me, and she's suffering with a catarrh." No, it's C-E-T-A-R-R-H. Okay. Cataract, okay? Of the head. She's back in this direction. "For I feel her pulling, her fate. Her name is Miss Willie." Amen. You see the sign. With his back turned to the audience, he says, "I can feel the pull. She's on this direction. She has something in his head, a cataract or something. And her name is Miss Willie." The same angel showing the same sign to you, the bride. Not just a demonstration of power, of a man's power, but the manifestation of the Son of God, the Son of Man in this age. He says it again. I'll ask you to pray. I cannot, let me have you. I have to watch for the Holy Spirit. Now be really reverent. This is something that you are preaching like this, and I haven't been out praying no more than just studying the Bible for the message. But I believe God. He told me that. I'll even turn my back to you. If you want to see it, doesn't finish the sentence. "No, I am a man, but the promise of God, it's the age. It's the hour. Don't fail to see it." Amen. I'm going to let the audience be behind me. The Bible says that the angel of the Lord had his back turned. Now you know that I'm telling you. Isn't me. It isn't me. I have nothing to do with it. It's the angel of the Lord. How many that understand that? I'm a sinner saved by grace. But God has to work through somebody. Man is God's agent. You see how the prophet is balanced when it comes to this. Because it's very, very slippery land to walk on. It's a very slippery land. Because, as we'll see it, you know, the Son of Man, as that man was in the time of Sodom, it was God himself, not his leg, not his eye, not his finger, but God himself was in that angel with Abraham. Hallelujah. It was very easy for Abraham to mistake the body for God and worship the body. Amen? That's why the prophet is trying every time he manifests that gift, trying to draw your attention to make the difference clearly. But I'm only a sinner. But it's the Almighty God. Because there's two dangerous, you know, extremes to fall into. Whether not to trust that God was in that body and deny the promise, the manifestation, or accept that God was in the body and take the body for God. So you need to be very balanced in the middle, make clearly the difference, and see what is in store for you. We are going to stop here today. Let God really help us to catch the true revelation and stay in the middle of the road. Lord, we thank you for granting us this time to go through the scripture again to see the great manifestation of the promises of God today. Help us, O Lord. Without you, we'll fall into idolatry. The prophet says himself that snake bite him at some stage, but he said his blood was so rich that poison couldn't harm him. That very spirit of worship, of man worship, it even came to the prophet to try to make him think that he was something, but he couldn't fall in that sin of idolatry. Help us, O Lord, to stay in the middle of the road. Though you have manifested yourself powerfully in this age, but we believe that you used our brother and he remains a man, our brother, and that we shouldn't fall into that sin of idolatry, O Lord. Bless us, Heavenly Father, as we commit the remainder of the service into your hand. Take us through everything, the worship, the praise, the songs, the preaching of the word. Let it be for the edification of our souls. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you richly.